You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services. And I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. Solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her. And most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plates. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you, solutionsforecommerce.com.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 187, Paul Witter. You know, Paul is a humble guy. That's the way I like to describe him. He's real quiet, a little timid, yet once he gets a little to know you, all of a sudden there he comes out of his shell. And what I love about Paul is he's used his quiet, shy timidness to develop relationship with bigger sellers. And I don't think it was intentional. It's just natural because he's a great guy and you'd like him. And so he's been able to take those relationships and develop them to gain business and business knowledge from them. A very positive story. And I think it's a very safe way to do it. Treat other people really well. Be generous with your time. Help when needed. And guess what? You magically get help. Pretty simple process. And I think Paul's a really good example of that. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. I'm so excited about tonight's guest because I've been chasing him for a while, and he's been successful in eluding me and avoiding me, but now I finally got him, Paul Witter. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
It is so great to have you on. I was fortunate enough to get to see you last week, and then I think a few weeks ago in Orlando. Literally, we saw each other for, what, about a minute and a half because I was attending a different conference and then trying to make it to the Kelly Loach conference at night. That was a big conference. I mean, there were, what, 90 people or something like that?
Yeah, there were probably, 75 to 90, something like that.
It was like an unconference.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the weather was beautiful. Yeah. And it was nice just to relax for a couple of days.
Yeah, it was really kind of a, you know, kind of a retreat almost. It's really, right? It was just kind of, hey, do your own thing or whatever, and let's get together if it makes sense and that kind of thing. And I know you guys really took it to a new level going to an NBA game. I mean, how fun was that?
Yeah, we got a suite over at one of the Magic games.
And it's just awesome.
Fun. I like going to basketball games, so.
Yeah, but that's just awesome, though. You know, I mean, you're there hanging out with other people you have something very much in common with. And I tell people that all the time. They're like, well, how do you get to meet these people? I'm like, you attend these events, and then you strike up a conversation, and then all of a sudden you hit something off. You're like, oh, Paul and I get along because he's a great guy. I'm a great guy. We talk about cool things, and then all of a sudden.
And that's, I mean, there were a couple people there that, it's funny you say that. I mean, we didn't really even talk Amazon, you know, for most of the week. You know, we went to Universal one day, and, you know, it was a few of us, and we didn't even really talk Amazon. It was, but then from that, you just realized that, you know, you could, from, how do I say this?
No, you're right. Is that relationship.
You have, exactly.
You developed a relationship.
Right. For me, you have to find some common ground.
Yeah, but you developed a relationship. Right now, you can call one of those guys and say, hey, you know, could you help me with this or whatever? Because it's a deeper relationship than just a business transaction.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's missing, you know, because I get people asking me all the time, is like, how do I get those relationships? I'm like, well, you know, I'll quote Gary Vee, you know, you give without expectation, right? You just give. And I've seen you do it a couple different times, and you're very quiet about it, but you give without expectation, and then magically this stuff happens for you. It's
It's my whole life. Great. I mean, it really has. I'm so fortunate. I get to meet incredible people. And I don't want anything. I just want to be hang out and say hi. And if they need help, that people message me all the time. I help you anytime I can. If I can help you, you want to meet somebody I've interviewed, reach out to me. I'll try to connect you if I can, because that's what you got to do, right? That's it.
Absolutely.
Well, you take that a step further, because you hung out with them in Florida and you actually were in Vegas and you made deals with some of the people that you hung out with in Florida. Fair?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and it's just, like you said, I mean, it's just developing a relationship more than just, you know, pestering somebody only about business or only me, like, how can you help me?
Right.
You know, and it's kind of, you know, it's got to be a give and take in a two-way street.
And maybe it's not an even give and take, right? It doesn't have to be. But when I need some help, my level of help that I need now, because our business is more established, might be less than yours at this point, right? But I was at your point, you know, or not you, you know what I mean? And yes. And so that person was at your point. And so that, you know, that little bit of help, you feel like, oh, I really didn't do anything. In their world, that might have been critical for them. And I think of the example you gave me in the pre-call where, you know, we were talking about somebody who just needed some information on a particular item because they weren't in a location they could get it. And boom, you were able to give it to them. That's where the quid pro quo, I mean, that's where you gave
absolutely.
Them. That's awesome.
And then it also, you know, in that particular case, I don't feel as guilty, you know, because they're a bigger seller or a busier person or whatnot. And I feel less guilty bugging them, you know, when I have a question.
Right.
You know, because it's a give and take, like you said.
You know, would you say this, because you had a good year last year, but you're really projecting a great year this year. What would you say is the difference between last year and this year, other than experience, obviously, and confidence? I mean, that definitely plays into it. But can I reach and say it's the networking and the relationships that you've made?
Absolutely. And, you know, yes, aside from the confidence, it's the relationships and the ability to, if I'm not comfortable going all in on a buy, even though I know it's a good deal, I'm not, you know, if I'm not willing to put that amount of capital into a certain SKU, I can reach out and split it with somebody or that sort of thing, which I do fairly often. And I just personally don't like to, I just like to mitigate my risk.
Well, you don't want to tie your capital, right? That's another thing, right? So if you're going to do a $5,000 buy and, you know, and you're thinking, that's a, you know, 40% of my capital, I can do 2,500. Yes, I'm losing the buy box 50% of the time. I get that. But you know what? Now, you know, ideally, at least this has been my experience, when I do that deal and bring you in on that deal, I think about in ASD, I did a deal with three other guys and I brought them in on one of my manufacturers. The guy was like, oh, thank you so much. You know what? Maybe someday he'll be able to give me one back, but maybe he won't.
Exactly.
It didn't matter to me. You know, to me, it's more fun. This is going to sound weird as a business. It's more fun buying together for me than it is buying by myself. Now
it absolutely is. For
I just think it is. It's so cool to talk about it and say, hey, Paul, remember when we did this and when you hit it out of the park, or when it was a flop and there've been flops.
Oh, and there's definitely been some of those. I mean, I personally pushed harder than I, you know, have before through Q4, like a lot of people do, and took some risks that I had never been willing to do before. Some of them worked out great and a couple, you know, were flops, but
that's tuition. I
heard
call
somebody
it.
Say, absolutely. You know, I mean, like somebody said, you know, if you haven't experienced the crash to the bottom on a buy from ASD, then you haven't, you know, it just is what it is. It happens.
It absolutely happens.
But somebody say, actually, when we were at Universal, you know, if you're successful on 7 out of 10, that's, you know, you're in the green, you're doing well.
I think even 6 out of 10, the argument could be made. You can do okay.
Right.
And depending on what they are, you can even be less than that, depending on where the purchase, you know, value is. And this is backwards style for interview. I love this because I want to do something different, and we'll get to your background in the second half. But for this half, I want to stay with this. Confidence. You talked a little bit about confidence there. How do you get confidence? How do you get confident? You've only been selling for about a year heavy. I mean, you were doing some other stuff in that, but I mean, really full time, you've been hitting it hard for a year heavy and you've had real success, not all of it success, right? How do you get that confidence now? Because there is a difference about you. I noticed it when I saw you. I guess it was Florida. I just noticed there's, you know, not that you're timid. It's just I can see that you have a confidence about you. How do you get that?
I think it's staying consistent. And for me, it was, I don't know if it was maybe last summer or last fall. You know, I would still only be coming in and out shipping. And, you know, I'd watch my sales spike and then drop and just starting to be more consistent on my habits of getting out. You know, I still do a fair amount of RA and getting out shopping and shipping. And it's just that simple. As you know, I would just get more confidence as you make a purchase, and it's still thrilling to me when you aren't quite sure or you go a little bit stronger than you would have on a buy and it works out, and you just see the velocity and the power of the sales channel.
It's just awesome. I mean, it's just so neat. I agree with you. There is a thrill when you kind of take a little step. I think it's a calculated risk. I think there, you know, you might not go through it in your mind, but you have a little bit of an advantage because you knew more, right? Every time you do one, you can know a little bit more, right over time. And then when it pays off, you're a little bit, you know, you're high-fiving yourself because typically Absolutely. You're by yourself, right? But, you know, you are getting there. And I think if you have enough of those, all of a sudden you start to see a pattern. And then I think when it doesn't go right, you're like, okay, well, that one didn't work. On to the next one. I know some people are so critical and so devastated by it. Are you past that point?
For the most part, I mean, I don't really beat myself up anymore over like a bad buy, or there was a couple things at Christmas time that, you know, Hess trucks are an example. You know, that,
still have my case.
You know, that
never sent them in.
Think I lost an average of $5 to $10 on everyone I sold. I'm not afraid to admit it, you know. So that was, you know, a good lesson, and that was probably the deepest I've gone. There was a couple other items at Christmas and since then that I've gone deeper on, but that at the time that was, you know, a decent amount of capital for me that I invested in. And you know, you learn, and fortunately I was able to get most of my money back and move on.
Well, you were smart enough. I mean, even if you lost, and that's a Matt Kelly, if you bought it at the right price, you could write it down and worst case break even or lose a little bit of money. Losing $5 is a heck of a lot better than losing the $35 that you paid, you know, whatever it was, right?
Absolutely.
So that is, okay, boom, check it off the list, not doing that again. Boom, moved on to
the next. And I think part of it's learning, you know, like you said, is just how to make your capital move faster, and that just comes with time of like and doing more research. And I still, you know, like I told you in the pre-call, you know, there was an item I bought today that I probably shouldn't have, but learning to do more research on the buy before you commit to it, whether it's looking at more reviews or, you know, everyone has their different strategies, because it's not just that as simple as that.
If it was, everybody be doing it, right? I mean, if it was easy,
it's
everybody
be doing
it. It's
not as simple as that one rank that you see when you scan with whatever program you're using.
I just saw a stat that a huge percentage of sellers who start don't stick with it because they realize it's not as easy as. I know we make it sound easy and glamorous. I'm not. I'm a 6-year overnight success. I've been doing this for 6 years. Right. I pretty much ship 7 days a week for 6 years. I mean, I describe that.
That's
and,
commitment. Yeah.
You know, six
and
years.
I mean, it's work. I mean, yes, you can hire people and you can, but I mean, it's not as simple as just scanning something and it'll sell, you know, it's actual work. And I mean, I think once I took that mentality and took it more seriously, I think I've started to see some more success for sure.
Well, and it's neat to see success because success you build on, right? You can build on that success and have a little bit more success and a little bit more.
Right.
All right, let's do this. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how you got started. We're doing a backwards interview, and I love it because I think it's a cool place to start from. Is you were not an overnight success. I mean, I tell myself 6 years to get to this place, and I think that that's the key. Is that it's not a perfect system. It's not easy. It's hard, but you can do it with your head down and doing the work. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. You've heard me talk a lot about private label, and Andy Slammons is back with a new free course. It's the Smart private label course. S stands for selecting a product. M, manufacture with the right supplier. So important. Amazing photos, keyword research, and listing preparation is the A. R stands for ranking your product to the first page of search. We all know how critical that is. And then T is taking your product to the top of Amazon and beyond. This is a free course. It's going to help you get that foundation to do your own private label productness. You want to work smarter. Get it smarter. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. Tell Andy I sent you. What a great guy. As I said, humble though. So I'm going to allow him to pitch pretty heavy on the Rocky Mountain Resellers Conference. This is one of, I think, 5 or 6 conferences I'm speaking at this year. You need to find the one that's right for you. Right? You need to find the people that you resonate with, the people that you connect with, where you feel like you're going to make a connection. But I would love you to come and meet with me. So I'm going to be at this conference. It's in Denver. It is a great event. There's amazing speakers there. I'm very lucky to be able to be on stage with them. I'm very humbled by that. And I really look forward to it. So you really want to take advantage of these networks. Do not come and sit in the back row and just like, you know it all. You've got to come and get to know people. And the better thing to do is to go out with them the night before and do all the things to develop those relationships, because it's not just a business relationship. You've got to go deeper than that. That's how you network. That's the right way to do that. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with Paul Witter. And Paul is a seller from Denver area, right? That's where you're at now.
Yes.
And you weren't in Denver forever, right? You went out there to chase a woman. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Love that story.
I met my wife, now wife, when I was living in New Jersey at the time, and she was in New York in law school, and she had an opportunity. We're, you know, both kind of looking to get out of the hustle and rat race that is that Northeast corridor, and we had a few options, and one of them ended up being Denver, and she was offered a position, and we came out here, looked around, and fell in love, and haven't looked back.
You know, it blew me away. You and I were together last year at Andy's Breckenridge Retreat.
Yes.
And we hung out in Denver where I got chased by the homeless and I got a bloody nose when I was doing it. I was running in the morning, right? It was pitch black. I'm running and bloody nose, a homeless guy chasing me. They're very aggressive in Denver. They really are very aggressive. And I kind of got lost and I made it back. And then you and I went up to Breckenridge to start preparing for the retreat. Which you did an incredible job, you and Travis. I mean, you guys really knocked it out of the park. He has one slot. You know, it's funny. I have to almost stop running his commercial because he only has one slot left.
Right.
And, you know, I'm very nervous that he's going to sell it before. You know, I don't want anybody to be disappointed. But if you've been thinking about private label, where we were was incredible. So I was fortunate to be able to spend that much time with you. And we talked about a lot of these things and a lot of plans where you were going. And it's so cool to see them come to fruition. You know, the thing I remember about that trip was just getting out there and clearing your head. Is that, I mean, you're living and breathing that every single day. I mean, you're looking at, you know, majestic sites unbuilt, where in New Jersey, you see buildings, right? There's no, well, I mean, there's actually quite a bit of farmland.
There's parts of Jersey that, you know, are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of farmland. I should be fair about that. There really is. And then the shoreline, I mean, it's gorgeous. Mm. But there's nothing like those mountains. I mean, it just blows my mind.
And part of it's just everything is so fast-paced in the Northeast. I mean, it's just part of the way life is, and head down and going about your way. And out here, I joke with people that I live in a 6-unit townhouse, and I know all my neighbors. I lived in the same type of building in New Jersey, and in 2 years, I don't think I met anyone.
Well, that's incredible. So,
you know, it's just a different type of living. You know, people are more, and I think it's that way in a lot of parts of the country. It's just people are more laid back. And
is it more relational?
Meaning, you know, absolutely. I mean, like, I go to dinner with some of my neighbors and they're older or whatnot. And, you know, it's just a different, totally different feel.
You know, let me ask you this. So other than chasing your wife, right, of course you would do that again. Would you move from New Jersey to Denver again?
Yes.
No question.
No question. I joke with people, I wish I moved out here when I was, you know, 20.
Why is that? I mean, other than the beauty and the slower pace, what else is it that you get from an area like that where it is so different from city life?
I played golf this weekend.
Did you really?
A month ago. It's beautiful out. You know, I don't want more people moving here, but it's already happening.
There's no question. It's booming. But have you skied?
I've started snowboarding. I'm terrible, but I enjoy going.
So you can ski and you can golf.
Yep, within 90 minutes of each other.
That's crazy to me. I mean, you described it when we were going up this mountain. You're like, Steve, we might hit snow. I'm like, dude, it's 80 degrees or wherever we were, downtown Denver. It was so hot. And you're like, just wait. And we went up and up and up, and then the snow started. I'm like, oh, my God. And because we were climbing for a long period of time.
Yeah. I mean, it's where we were in – so Denver, you know, the Mile High City, it's right around 5,000 feet. And where we were in Breckenridge is nearly double. It's just under 10,000.
That's crazy to me. I mean, it's just – you know,
it's the biggest thing is, I mean, I grew up in Massachusetts, and it's the spring is where I grew up is pretty much non-existent. And here, I swear it's sunny every day. It'll be cloudy maybe in the morning or whatever, but you'll see the sun every day. And it's just amazing what it does for your psyche just to always have it be nice out.
Are you outdoors more than you were when you were in New Jersey? Is that fair?
Yes and no. I worked at a garden center in New Jersey.
Okay, so yeah, you were outside. yeah. But are you enjoying it outside more, for sure, right?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
How did you get into selling? Because you were a retail manager and buying, right? I remember the story about buying. It was a great story. The guy who taught you that. How did you get into selling?
So I was playing in a flag football league in New Jersey, and one of my friends, you know, we were just talking on the sideline during the game, and he was telling me, this is 4 years ago at least, he was telling me about how he had started drop shipping things from eBay to Amazon at the time. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, it sounded interesting. And it was Sunday, and I go home and I start playing with it, and I sold my first thing within a couple hours. And I was just hooked. It was amazing. Like, I didn't sleep for the next 3 or 4 days. It was just incredible. And I went through the velocity review and this and that. And I was dabbling with an MLM at the time. And I put a couple of those products up, which I didn't know at the time was a no-no. And now obviously I do. And I could look back and see that's the reason I got suspended. And I just let it go. I didn't think much about it. And 2 years later, we're playing football again. He's telling me about how he had switched to FBA and started sharing some of the numbers he was doing and all that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I need to think about this again. And I was dating my girlfriend, now wife at the time. And, you know, we were pretty serious and whatnot. And then we moved out here to Denver in May of 2015 and just started playing with it. And then last year started getting more serious about it.
And so you had some success, you got a taste of it, and you realized, I mean, when did you decide to go all in? I mean, what was the thing that triggered you to say, I think this is something I can make a real go of? And then how does that conversation go with your now wife?
I would say probably the Christmas of 2015.
Okay.
Just seeing it take off and seeing the possibilities that were there.
The potential, right? So you saw, right. Because I mean, sometimes it's, you know, hey, I can sell a few things and I can make, you know, $500,000. Well, you're not going to feed anybody with that, right? And right. So when you have these giant months and then you say, whoa, because there are sellers that literally only sell in the fourth quarter and make enough money to not sell the rest of the year. That's true.
Right.
There are sellers that do that.
Mm-hmm. But I think you need to, you know, there's people that do that and they have a very specific plan,
right.
And they have the capital to do it or to hold and all that.
And it might be a seasonal product that kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. But
right.
Okay, so you decide to go full time, you go all in. Was your wife on board immediately or did it take a little bit of convincing?
It definitely took some convincing. And even now, it, you know, there's moments where she's not sure.
Okay.
It's that, you know, as we look towards our future together, you know, and starting a family and whatnot. And, you know, so it's, I mean, she's been very supportive. as I get started in allowing me to leave more capital in the business and let it grow versus, you know, covering, you know, so we've made that sacrifice in terms of our lifestyle and whatnot. So that's, you know, I'm very grateful to her for that.
And so, are you continually having, I mean, is that the way it is? It's kind of a continual discussion. I mean, I tell my story, right? My wife and I are both involved, but it's been 6 years and she thought I was crazy 6 years ago. And now we've evolved, but it's taken us a long time. And now she just accepts it and encourages it. You know what I mean? She's the one who's pushed me to retire. I mean, she was the one like, look, you got to do something, please stop. Right. And so, but it took, you know, it's been a long time, but we've been married a long, long time. You're newly married.
Yeah, we're coming up just on a year.
Just on a year. I mean, so so that's a challenging, you know, conversation to have in a relationship. And, you know, I would encourage you to just keep having that encouraging discussion, you know, nonstop. Because, you know, you need the best thing I ever have is my wife in my corner championing me, saying, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. So, well, that's very cool. So, what's next for Paul? I mean, and I want to get to the conferences because you've got two big conferences coming up that you're involved in.
We do.
And
yep.
What's next for you, though? What about you personally? What are you thinking's next?
I'm just going to continue to grind. I recently got some small commercial space that has dock access. So that's allowed me to...
So you got the stuff out of the house?
No, I still... we have a tandem garage, which works perfectly because I can pull up, you know, right behind my house and it's worked well. But I'm just looking towards hiring somebody and not totally comfortable with a stranger being in my house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. I get it.
You know, I've had a couple buddies help me, but that's hit or miss. So I'd like something a little more consistent. I think it would also help me. It'll help push me. Having the responsibility of somebody that I need to, you know, have something for them to do, essentially. So that was part of the reason. And then, you know, being the ability to both ship and receive on a pallet.
Yeah, that's a big plus.
So
I love the best thing I ever did was get all my inventory out of the house because I would literally go buy a store and fill our garage and then I'd empty it. And then my wife would be able to pull back in the garage and then I'd be like, oh, when she's coming home, I'm like, oh, by the way, you can't pull in again.
Right.
It's full again. And she'd look at me like, really?
And that's another way, you know, my wife's been a trooper because she hasn't been able to park in the garage since, you know, so. Fortunately, knock on wood, this winter has been very mild in Denver at least.
All right, well, that's cool. Well, that's a cool story. And I think the key is you're, you know, new in a relationship and the communication is the key. Being married 31 years, I can say that. Communication, communication, communication. And the selective hearing, you got to turn that off and you got to listen. That's my big advice for you. So let's talk conferences because you got two coming up. You've got one. The first one is the one you're involved with, Andy Slammons. It's Breckenridge Retreat, Amazing Freedom. I'll have a link for it. There's one opening left, only one. It's a private label. It's incredible. It's in Breckenridge. Last year, the house, we had two houses, and I remember walking between the two and being out of breath because the air is so wide. I mean, it was just getting up the stairs was exhausting. The house this year is beyond ridiculous. I saw a basketball court inside the house.
Basketball court, you know, a climbing wall on the outside. It'll open up back into the backwoods of Breckenridge where there's an off chance that there could still be snow on the ground, you know, being early May, it just depends. Back there, at least, you know, there won't be any around the house and whatnot. But if it's not, I mean, it's a beautiful hiking area. Yeah, it's just a gorgeous house.
But it's a private chef. I mean, it's Kevin's coming back. The guy cooked. I'm a vegetarian, and the guy cooked me every single meal. It was just perfect. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was amazing. But the whole experience was great. And then it was knee deep in one-on-one, and it's really one-on-one because it's Andy, Nate, and Leron, right? Talk about three smart, incredibly smart, personable people. One-on-one with people, helping them all the way from finding products all the way to launching products. And, I mean, it just took every single step. I don't believe, and I think I can make this statement. Again, I don't personally benefit, so, you know, I don't They don't pay me anything. Andy's a sponsor of my show. I don't know of anyone who left there saying I needed more information. I felt like I got everything I needed, or I got the one-on-one. There was somebody who wasn't feeling so well, and mm-hmm. she had a little bit of trouble. But outside of that, I knew nothing where somebody felt that they didn't get the attention. Imagine spending that much time with Andy, with Leron the genius, and with Nate, who is the technician. I mean, just an incredible technician. These guys went through every single thing. Tell me your experience.
Like you said, it was there were group sessions where there was a deep dive into certain strategies and topics, but it allowed for questions at the end. And then there was a lot of time where people would go off on their own and do research, and whether it was, one of those guys helping, oh yeah, that's a great idea, or let's look at it this way.
Or here's why it's not a great idea.
Yes.
And that's the lesson. That's when you learn. Because, silicone spatulas look good on paper, but they might not be a good idea because. And when you can get that, the light bulbs go on. The limiting beliefs get expanded. That's my experience with it. And as you said, there was so much room in those houses. And this one's even bigger, right? 32 beds or some crazy thing.
It is. Yeah,
I mean, it's you can go anywhere off on your own and then get some one-on-one time. And I think that that's just so important. Because when you're doing it, you're going to have a question, and you don't have to call anybody because there's somebody standing right there with you. And I think that there's so much value.
And some people still, even in a small group, some people don't feel comfortable asking a question at times, just different personalities or whatnot for whatever reason. And the one-on-one time allows for people to ask that question or whatnot. And then there's been follow-up.
It's incredible.
Plenty of, even there was a question somebody asked today, and we have a little Facebook group, and I saw somebody ask a question, and, Andy answered her fairly quickly, and, she got her answer, and everyone moved on. But, and then there's been opportunities for group buys where, Andy has put a lot of time into research of a new product and launching it and whatnot, and the one from the retreat in October is live on Amazon. There's a few different SKUs for it, and it's starting to pick up traction itself. So
and
it's
which
awesome
is cool.
to see.
You make your absolutely. Money back. But what's very cool too is you actually get to see it how he did it. And you get to see the live demonstration. To me, that's incredible. And the other thing you mentioned, and I don't want to downplay it because it's really important to note, they'll answer the question. If you notice in those groups, it's Andy, Leron, or Nate personally answering the questions. And it doesn't take long. Nate was skiing in Denver or wherever he was skiing. I don't even know where he was with his dad. And somebody was like, hey, you had mentioned about doing a video. And he's like, I can do one. I'll be back. And as soon as I get back, I'm going to give you one. In the meantime, here's a video I did a year ago. Here he is out in the middle of the slopes answering the question to make sure that that person got the service they wanted. And, I might be sounding like a pitch a fest here. Again, I don't personally benefit.
Well, but I think also the transparency just from, Andy openly showed us
his products,
an NDA and whatnot, but he showed us, his products. He showed us some stuff that has done very well, and he's open about the things that have flopped, And I mean, I think that's speaking just me personally. That's one of the things I appreciate about, somebody like him is his willingness to be open about both his successes and failures.
And that's how you gain confidence, because then you realize, wait, other people fail too. It's not just me. Yeah. Hello.
Right.
I don't care who they are. But
because oftentimes you just see the roses.
Yeah. They're showing you a Lamborghini, and they're showing you this, the big pile of money, as Gary Vee always says, this big pile of money on the bed, and then they go put it back in the bank. That doesn't help anybody. That's not real. That's fake stuff. And so, very fortunate, but there's one opening left. If there's any chance you wanted to get, it's not cheap, but it's days you will want for nothing, and you will get the one-on-one crash course, but deep dive right there. And so I know it's a pitch fest. But let me make the next pitch fest, because again, I don't personally benefit from this either. Although you guys did give me a discount code to use, but I don't get affiliates or anything like that. It's for the Rocky Mountain Resellers Conference. When is that conference? It's May?
It's June 2nd and 3rd.
June 2nd and 3rd. Sorry. I've got
so
way too many.
So it's the weekend The weekend after Memorial Day.
Okay, so the weekend after Memorial Day, it's in Denver.
Yes.
And it is, let's see, two days?
Yeah, so it'll be Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Two full days of content. And, you know, there'll be, I'm sure a lot of people will get in on Thursday and probably leave Sunday sometime. So there'll be opportunities on Thursday as well for networking and the meet and greet type of thing, but there won't be anything formally scheduled.
Let's talk about some of the speakers that are going to be there. There's one charming looking guy named Steven who will be there. I'm going to be speaking.
Yes.
And I'm speaking at a bunch of different conferences this year. And this one I'm really looking forward to because we spent quite a bit of time last year talking about what you wanted me to talk about. And I think I've really narrowed it. It's funny, I'm talking about it in other places, but it was really based on the conversation we all had late at one night. I don't remember where we were, where we had that conversation. And I'm really looking forward to it. So it's June 2nd, June 3rd,
yes.
Denver, Colorado. And I'm looking at, I pulled up the link. I probably should have done it before. I apologize. And so let's go through the speakers. Andy Slamets, magic. Anna Hill. Now, if you don't know Anna Hill, she is Accounting Week Will Go. One of the smartest people I've met. And what I love about her is she's a seller. So she doesn't just, she talks you through a journal entry to understand the cost of goods. Nobody else does that because they don't understand it. You know, and she does. Very cool. Manny Coates, Helium 10, amazing stuff. Cynthia Stein, expert on reinstatement. The Wholesale Formula Boys, Dan and Eric. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Eddie Levine, another genius. That dude is so smart. Leron Hirschhorn, genius, genius, genius. Michael Goldberg, expert on photography. Peter Kearns, another expert on growth. Robin Johnson, who's been helping. Actually, I just reached out to Robin for some help on something. She is such a
Robin's
terrific.
Awesome, isn't she?
She is one smart lady, and she was so quick to respond and help me. So genuine and so generous with her time. So I thank her so much. I don't know Trent Deersmid. Tell me about him. Bright Ideas Company. What is that?
Yeah. So Trent, I mean, you can see. We put up his brief bio, but he's fairly new to the Amazon space as of about a year now. I met him at ASD last year. Travis had known him from – he's had a podcast for several years, and he's just a serial entrepreneur in my mind.
He's a process guy, right?
He is. He's
which is critical.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have no doubt that – I haven't spoken with him personally in – a little while, but I have no doubt that he's continuing to grow and crush it with Amazon. He is, like you say, he's a process guy and he is great at outsourcing and managing his time effectively. And I think that'll be something that'll help people, you know, he's scaled 7-figure businesses before, you know, so I think that'll bring a different perspective and not hearing from somebody that, you know, it's not just Amazon.
Right. Well, no, you have to step out. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because I just came back from a podcast conference down in Orlando at the same time as when I saw you guys. I literally was with podcasters and it was more than that because it's, you know, Facebook Live and it's all this marketing stuff related to my other world. And yet there were things that were applicable into my Amazon business and my eBay business. And you wouldn't think that, but they were. And sometimes getting out and getting those fresh perspectives really add a lot to the conversation. And I think that that's just so cool. I'm looking forward to it. I think I have a good message I plan on bringing myself. I hope that somebody who's interested, if you've been thinking about going to a conference and you live anywhere near there, or if you've never been to Denver, because Denver's amazing, amazing. It's so neat to have it in the middle, well, probably Midwest, I guess we'd consider Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's having flown out in and out of here a lot, it's so convenient, really, in terms of both affordable flight prices and it's not a long flight unless you're coming from New England, that's probably the farthest, but, you know, or maybe Orlando, you know, Florida area. But for the most part, it's a 2 or 3 hour flight from most of the country, really.
Well, we're able to get a direct flight, which makes it easy, and
that's awesome.
It's so convenient. And so I'm looking forward to it. So again, that's June 2nd and 3rd. Now the prices are going up, so hence the reason that I wanted to get you in to offer a discount. Again, Steve doesn't personally benefit, so be clear about that. But
right, the
price is going to be going up from $359. That's an early bird price.
Right.
April 15th, tax day, it's going up to whatever. I don't know what it's going up to. But it's $359 now. And if you use the code Momentum, and I'll have a link for it all, you get $50 off of that. And that's awesome. Right. I really appreciate that, because I think it's, if you've been thinking about it and you've been thinking about doing something, this is the perfect place to go. Where else can you go and meet and hang out with Andy without spending many, many, many thousands? Leron, Dan Metters, Eric. I mean, you get to hang out with these people and break bread and go out in this crazy bus I heard about. I didn't go last year, so I missed it. I heard about this bus or some story, right?
I spoke with the bus company today. Believe it or not,
trying
to work out the details now to get it organized. And I should add that there are a couple more speakers. We just haven't added them to the site. One of them is Chris Green.
Oh, amazing.
We're happy to have the man, the myth, and the legend.
Is he talking merch?
I believe so.
And that's incredible. You know, to get somebody at that level to be in that depth of knowledge to be able to talk through merch. And I know I'm making this sound like a pitch fest, but you just heard our conversation on how Paul's business has grown because of the relationships he's developed. That's what it takes. Absolutely. You can sit here and watch all the YouTube videos. You can listen to my podcast and listen to my speakers. You can read all the books you want on it. But you really need to get fresh ideas, because these people have experienced all the challenges you have run into or will run into. And well, having somebody to bounce off that, it's a big deal.
And that's just it. I mean, otherwise you can be very – live in your own bubble, and it can get
become a job.
Exactly. Well, it can become a job, but it can also be not depressing, but you can get down on yourself easily with a failure if you don't have somebody to be like, oh man, this happened, and somebody to help pick you up, that sort of thing. Yep. But also to tell you, hey, this happened to me too, you know, shake it off and you'll get the next one, that sort of thing.
I think it's a great opportunity. I'm 5 or 6 conferences this year I'm speaking at. I hope to see some people at every single one of them, because you will get something from every single one of them.
Right.
And if you do go to Rocky Mountain, please come up and meet me. Please come and say something to me. And if you want to meet any of these people, come and see me. I know every single one of them, and I will introduce you personally to one of them, because it's such a great opportunity, and these people want to help you. And I know some of them sell stuff and they have businesses. I'm not naive, don't get me wrong, but you know what? These are real people who want, you know, think about this in your career. Think of your career. And I've interviewed 180 some odd people, and time and time again, how many industries have you been in where you've seen this many people willing to, I mean, you were at a party in Vegas. You get to talk to all these great people and just hang out with them. How many people are willing to do that in these other and openly talk about the challenges in your business or theirs, right?
It's not very often. I mean, you know, I've seen how the corporate world is, but I've never personally, you know, I never personally worked in it, but you know, it's very cutthroat, and it's everyone's out for themselves. And
I get ahead by stepping on you, period. Right. That's the way it works. I mean,
you know, like we were talking about in the pre-show, like, one of the things I love about this industry is there's so many just people that come from that blue collar background, in my mind. I don't know how else to describe it, where everyone's willing to help each other. And for the most part, you know, people are very open to lend a hand or offer advice or answer a phone call or a text or whatnot. And it's just been incredible. And it's one of the things I love the most about this business, to be honest.
And I think it's an exception. I think as, you know, as an outlier, as Malcolm Gladwell called it, this business is, because I just don't see it anywhere else. But I just don't see it, you know, that real, genuine wanting to see you succeed as much as I succeed. And my theory is that if you're successful, I'm successful, because I get to spend a little, I guess I get to watch it and enjoy it. You know, when I meet so many sellers selling tens of millions of dollars, and it's just so cool. I applaud them, because I mean, that's such a big accomplishment, and I don't feel any bit jealous or envious. Like, it's like, that's awesome for them, because they're great guys.
You know, I sold 10 million, so who are you to ask a question of me, type of thing.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
I don't get that feeling from people, which is just so refreshing and makes, you know, somebody like myself or whoever feel okay asking a question of, you know, these larger sell, you know, whether it be an Eddie Levine or Andy or whoever, you know, that sell millions of dollars, you know, they're still regular people and they're willing to answer your question and help you out, and they don't belittle you for having a question.
And that's a true statement. You could literally message one of them in Facebook, right? A private message, any one of them, knowing that you're going to get a reply, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Think about that. You have access to guys selling millions of dollars, and it's just a message away. But you've earned it. Again, I don't want to downplay it. You know, Paul's quiet about what he's done, but he's been very instrumental in helping a bunch of other people do some other things, and it doesn't go unnoticed. And that's why you get, is because you gave and you didn't expect anything, and now you're getting it, and you're like, ooh, magic. No, right. That was what it was. I mean, that's the truth. You okay. give, and you get. Somebody was asking me this weekend, you know, like, hey, how do I have access to those things? How can I get access? My comment is you go to these conferences and you put yourself out there. You go introduce yourself to every single one of these people and just, you know, talk. That's right. It. You know, and guess what? They'll ask you, hey, what's your, you know, hey, is there anything I can help you with? And then all of a sudden you have now have a connection. And then you, you know, make sure you have breakfast with somebody. Make sure you don't sit alone. Don't sit in the back.
Right.
Like it's church. Yeah. Get up and
talk
to people.
I mean, if you come, you know, if you come to an event and sit in the corner because you're shy to meet somebody or whatever, I just feel bad. Like, please don't do that. You know, you're missing out on, is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, come and hang with me. You can hang with me. Yeah, I'm shy on the inside, man. Come and hang with me, and we will hang out together or
I'm
reach out to
way.
Paul.
I'm totally, you know, you won't, I'm not the public speaker type, you know, I'm not the, but I'll hang out in a small group and talk forever, you know.
You know, that was the other thing about that Vegas trip that struck me is that, you know, think about this. We're staying up to 2 or 3 in the morning talking about reselling. I mean, what other industry do people stay up and talk about those kind of things, you know, their business like that for that many hours? And most of us aren't probably sick of it because we get up the next morning and immediately start talking about it again.
Right.
And that's when, you know, again, that's when the learning happens. Yeah, I described this, it was a ScanPower conference in Orlando. I don't know, it was a couple of years ago, and it's 3 in the morning, and it's myself and Andy, Chris Green, Jason T. Smith, or Crazy Jason T. Smith, I call him, because he's such a great guy, Brendan Sullivan and Mark Cirillo, both from Prime Zero Prep. Where can you get that much talent, not me, those guys? And we were just sitting there talking, having a beer or whatever. I'm not a big drinker. I'm a Miller Lite guy. We're just sitting there chatting and talking about business and life and stuff like that. And I mean, that much, to be able to get that close to those guys for that long is just such a, you know, I treasure it. I'm very, very fortunate for it. And it just takes, you know, putting yourself out there. That's the lesson.
Absolutely.
Dude, I'm excited. So it's, again, I want to make sure that we get this right. June 2nd and 3rd in Denver.
June 2nd and 3rd in Denver.
The Rocky Mountain, and it's right in Denver. Great hotel. The food I heard was incredible, so I'm really excited about this. There's a discount on hotel rooms, is that right?
There is.
Okay, yes, so you can help on that a little bit.
Yep.
And then there's a discount on the price.
I can send you the link for that. And then we have a discount code for you, for your listeners. It's Momentum. Right. It'll be $50 off a ticket. And like you said, the price goes up on April 15th.
And again, Steve does not benefit, so make sure everybody thinks that it isn't some tricky thing or whatever. No, nothing.
Right.
But actually, on the website, it has the link for the discounted rooms here, too. And so I'll include that. And includes breakfast, which is awesome. So, you know, again, you can go on the cheap. But, you know, again, don't think of this as, hey, what's the ROI? I heard somebody ask that question. And you know, I get it. What's the ROI? Because, you know, you're spending money. You got to fly to get there. You got a hotel and this and that. Double up on a room. Usually it's me, Andy, Leron, sometimes Nate, all four of us in a room. We've done that.
Well, I think one of our goals was to keep it where it was affordable enough where a newer person or somebody that, you know, was, you know, the budget conscious and whatnot, that, you know, you could do the whole trip, flight, hotel for under $1,000.
Right.
And that includes the ticket to the conference and all that. And, but if you look at the quality of the people that are coming, and we've restructured how we're doing the event a little bit, where, you know, we're adding more workshops,
which is awesome. That's where the learning happens, right?
And where it'll be a little bit more intimate and people can get a little more one-on-one time. We're looking at having somebody talk on credit card tips and tricks, you know, how to maximize their points. You know, we're all spending a lot of money on our credit cards for the most part. And why not maximize your perks on that end? You know, that sort of thing. I forget where I was going.
That's okay. No, I get it. Here's the deal. What I say to people is this. There is no ROI on a piece of paper that you're going to get. The relationship, all you need is to make a connection, as Paul did with someone who's a mega seller. Great guy, but a mega seller. And he doesn't know access into his circle very easily. But you developed a relationship over time, and now all of a sudden you are benefiting. Fair?
Yeah, fair, very fair. Very and fair. I mean, you know, there's been several times where I've been like, hey, tell me to bug off if I'm being annoying, you know? And
where's the ROI in that, Paul, right? I mean, how could you quantify that, right? I mean, and so it was because you invested the time into the relationship, and that's the lesson. I mean, I want to close it there, but that I want to close this down with that part. You've got to invest the time into the relationship. You can't go expecting anything. You've got to go put yourself out there. Don't sit in the corner. Come and introduce yourself and, you know, just talk to people. That's it. That's the whole deal.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I've done half an hour of pitching, and I apologize, but it's true. I believe in this stuff. And again, I don't personally benefit, but I believe in this stuff so much because if you've listened to the 180 some odd people, what have they all told you? Networking is what's made my business grow. The relationships I've made have made my business grow.
For sure.
I don't know how much, you know, relationships and hard work. I guess I should qualify. That's probably the formula. I don't know how to say that any clearer for people. And this is a great year. I'm going to a ton of them. I hope I meet every single person that ever listens to this face to face. Come up and shake my hand. I won't remember names. I'm terrible at it just because I meet so many people. But I would love to help you in another way. So, you know, the goal of this podcast is to help people move forward. I think we spend a lot of time talking about networking, and I think, again, that's why I love your interview, because it's backwards, because that's what's driven your success, and we'll come back to it. Give us another tip or trick, and we can end it on networking, I mean, if you don't want to go any deeper, but you think that someone can use to help their business grow forward?
I think it's, you know, aside from the networking, is think bigger. Ooh. You know, and that was the thing for me is, you know, everyone has to know their own risk. And I've heard you on several podcasts talk about that. You know, everybody's different. There's people that are willing to take risk, whether it's credit card risk or that sort of thing. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you run a cash business.
You know, that's correct. Yep. You know, we use credit card points, and we do, but we do not finance anything.
Pay them
on. We do not finance any. Matter of fact, I pay it weekly. I don't like it. And so, yep, that's it. Yep. And so just, it limits my growth.
Right. And I think, you know, as I've look at things, as I'm out buying things, it's being more strategic about purchases, whether it's, oh, this weighs 5 pounds. And so that means I can fit X amount in a box, buying that multiple. And it just, for me personally, it makes it easier, you know, it makes it easier to ship because then I know exactly how many boxes I need and down the line. So like I said, think bigger.
I think the self-limiting beliefs, I think you're a good example as you've hung out with bigger sellers and you see the success and you see they're much more strategic. You know, again, their counsel, I wouldn't have bought that. And here's why.
Right.
That lesson, that here's why, to me is the most valuable thing in the world. But that limit, you got to see big thinking and how they mitigate the risk, you know, in some ways. And to me, absolutely, that is powerful. And so I agree with you. Self-limiting beliefs hold you back. Expand out. Love it, love it, love it. All right, dude, I'm going to be seeing you in a few months in Breckenridge. First, again, there's one spot
looking
left.
Looking forward to it.
Just one. Hopefully it's still out there by the time this comes out. If not, you know, you can get on his list, his waiting list. And I'll have links for that. And then the Rocky Mountain Conference. I really hope to see people there. I really look forward to it. Really want to shake every single person's hand. That I'll have links to all this on the website on this episode. Please, you know, consider it. Save the $50. That's awesome. Again, I don't benefit, but you do, and I would love to see you there. Paul, thank you so much, man. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Man, such a great guy, great story, and just amazing in his success. You know, as this episode's coming out, he's in Hawaii with his spouse, and they are just enjoying life. Now, think about that. Why? Because he's working so hard. How does he work so hard? He studies, he learns, he connects with other people. There's the answer right there, right? Put your head down, use that four-letter word, work, and do it. Get off Facebook, do the work, and you're going to have success. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Again, please come out and see me. I'm going to be in many different places. It's on the website. It's on this episode. I have some links. I'll throw a commercial out there every so often for an event that's coming up. ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.